I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Good morning.
Is it morning already?
Good morning.
Shake off the covers.
No, no, no.
Get out of bed.
Not gonna happen.
Let's get started.
Get out.
This is the day we've been waiting for.
Wait, what day is today?
Well, let's see. Today's Thursday.
Why didn't you say so in the first place?
Would it have made a difference?
Nope. Going back to sleep.
Well, you won't want to miss this.
Miss what?
Showtime.
Everybody sleep good last night? Everybody got a good night's sleep?
No. Nope. I had a weird dream about like a neighbor and a pit bull.
What?
I don't know. The pit bull like ran through my house. I was like, bro, get your dog. And then they were mad at me and there was like a big, big like scary man. I was like, what? Ah, get your dog.
Have you looked that dream up yet?
No, I haven't because I don't really even want to know.
At this point, you're like, whatever happens.
I was dreaming too, a bunch of crazy stuff that made absolutely no sense jumping from one scenario to the other.
You guys dream a lot.
I know.
Well, you have to. I know you lost your hopes and dreams.
Well, yeah.
There's a series on Netflix called Explained, and they have different, they just released one called Sex Explained, where they talk about birth control kinks and stuff like that, and they also have, they have other ones too, like one-off ones, and then they have The Mind Explained, and in The Mind, you know, like four or five things to do with the mind, dreams is one of them, yeah. And a lot of your dreams happen in like the last like 90 seconds or something of you being asleep. And think about how long that feels while you're in it, though.
Yeah.
What amazes me is, has this ever happened to you where you're dreaming something and you wake up and let's say you went to bed at 10, okay? And you dream something and you wake up and it's this big, long, in-depth dream and you wake up and it's like 10:15.
Yep. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I mean, it seemed like you were in that dream for hours.
I had a whole life there.
I know, and it's been 15 minutes.
I met someone, and I married them. Yeah.
It was so comfortable.
Yeah, it's amazing to me. But I know I'm not sleeping well. I got to get a sleep study done. When I get my physical next month, I'm going to have them refer me.
Amy and I could just stand over you and watch you while you sleep.
You haven't been doing that? I've been doing that.
Yeah.
You do sleep terrible.
Yeah, you do. You toss and turn a lot. Nice underwear.
I got to check for cameras. Wake up with the Wolf Show, 6:06 now. Good morning to you, Dale O'Brien, Amy and Chase. And bad news in the celebrity world. The Rock's father has passed away.
I didn't know his dad was a pro wrestler, too, named Rocky Johnson. Then he had a son called The Rock.
Yeah, he was a famous wrestler and big influence on his son. And you know, all the people in the wrestling world knew his dad, and his dad was so proud, you know, what he had become. I mean,
he's arguably
the biggest star in wrestling, you know?
Both just muscles upon muscles. Yeah.
He looks like an Under Armour mannequin. I mean, he really does. It's unbelievable the kind of shape he can get. He's been on some kind of, does he have his own tequila brand now?
He does. He's on, I think he's like touring around the country, you know, pushing it or whatever, like marketing it.
Like he's flying in out of cities like crazy.
Yeah,
like,
promo tour. You can't. I mean, if The Rock, who doesn't know The Rock in any regard, whether you know him from wrestling, whether you know him from movies, your kids know him. Like he is just a celebrity that everybody loves. Imagine what that's like traveling for him.
I know. Yeah. He said, you know, I've seen some really cool stuff he's done for fans who have met him unexpectedly or whatever. Mm-hmm. I heard one story that I thought was great where, you know, he drives this big truck and he drives back and forth to the gym and these girls were out in the yard with a big sign that says, "Hey, Rock, please stop." You know, he saw them going to the gym. He came back to the gym. They're still out there. You know, they're still out there. So he stopped at their yard there and he got out and saw them and he made pictures with them and all this other kind of stuff.
I like that he didn't stop the first time, though, because, you know, you're like, God, I just want to go do this.
Yeah. Well, I can't not go. I can't not do it. And, you know, when you've got kids of your own, you'd be more likely to go, I got to stop for those kids.
Mm-hmm.
You know?
Yeah.
So I'm sorry to hear about his dad. But he's now the highest paid actor in movies. getting somewhere between 20 and 30 million a film now. Imagine that, 20 to 30 million per film.
At least he'll be able to give his dad a nice funeral. I was just talking to my mom. My mom does this thing where, you know, she starts telling me about how she's worth more dead than alive. Yeah. And I'm like, Elaine, don't give me a reason. You know I'm poor. I'm like, you're getting a Viking burial. I'm going to ship you off into a river.
And then I'm off to Aruba.
Yeah.
Zach Brown Band, Jimmy Buffett together there, and Knee Deep. Everybody think about that water, going to the beach. I'm telling you, we have had it so warm, so good here this week. How about yesterday?
First of all, Chase comes in this morning. He goes, you know, what did you say?
I said, in my opinion, I think we're going to not have snow this year.
It was very non, you know how other people are,
non-committal.
Yeah, just real non-committal. I was laughing because last night, Tim Buckley from what station is
Channel
he on?
Channel 2.
Yeah, Channel 2, the meteorology. He was like, oh man, he was on Twitter. He's like, I really got the forecast wrong because I guess he thought it was supposed to rain.
See, there's
all day
Tim
long.
Stepping up and going, yep, I was wrong.
I know, which you don't see often. And I told Chase, I was like, I was tweeting and I had to remember, I don't know Tim personally. I have no idea, you know, who he is. I've never met him. That I like how mean I am to Chase about constantly just Googling the Weather Channel.
I tell you what we need to do. We need to get Buckley on the phone and get Chase on with him and see, have them both predict the rest of the season, what's going to happen, and see who's close.
Yeah, do you know what they're going to do? They're going to do this. TheWeatherChannel.com. Whoa, guys.
Hey, woohoo, I'm running a model here. Check it out.
Uh-huh. Baseball and meteorology, the only two careers where you can pretty much fail at it and still be hella successful.
Yeah. Yeah, or be weather, you know, I'll tell you who's got it easy. It's weathermen in Southern California. The weather never changes.
San Diego,
70. 70.
72 today.
So, Buckley, if you're up for the challenge, go up against Chase to predict the rest. The rest of it from now till spring, till the official date of spring, what will happen? And will we have snow? Will we have ice? Will there be an ice storm? Will there not?
Buckley, I want you to call here, 336-680-9653.
He works nights. He's not even up.
Somebody will text him.
All right, hey, we got some more Kane Brown tickets. We're going to play that game again. What a fun game. I've really enjoyed playing this game, this Kane Concert Challenge.
I enjoy it because people know how it works. Yeah. It's like the one game that we do where there's no questions or, you know, even when they don't win, they go, oh, okay.
Yeah. You know what we should have been using for the music behind this is the match game theme. Wow.
Trademarked.
You should just do that.
I know we could steal it. I don't care. We're not getting in trouble for the match game.
You say that, and then Entercom will send out. So, we'll have Johnny Palumbo, our HR guy, on here. Yeah. Hey, Johnny Palumbo here.
We're going to play that game coming up at 8:30.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify is got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout, 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odyssey podcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/odyssey podcast.
Wake up with the Wolf Show. By the way, there's a very funny video, if you didn't see it, Luke Bryan at a backstage one of those outdoor shows, out in a field. His mom's there, and they had this staged crazy fan attack him, and it's really funny.
That chick is funny. I think they call her Tammy something.
Tammy something. She has a cigarette hanging out her mouth.
She always does. They're the ones. Their video went viral. They were doing a gender reveal. And the one girl was naked on the floor, and she tooted, and the powder came up, the color powder came up.
I like it. Hey, this basketball coach down in Lincolnton, which is part of the Charlotte, part of the city of Charlotte. Charlotte just keeps expanding north. They're a basketball team at the Chadwick Wright High School, lost its 13th game in a row before a man started heckling him and his players. The coach lost it, ran into the stands, and started fighting with a guy.
It's a high school team, man. Leave him alone.
Chadwick was charged with assault and battery and disorderly conduct. He has been placed on administrative leave.
Aww.
We should be rallying for this coach. This is what's wrong with people. Listen, I'm a strong supporter of, you know, don't be violent. But sometimes people don't just act how they act because they haven't been punched in the mouth before.
Sometimes people need a beat down.
Yes. Absolutely. True. People do things because nobody's yelled at them.
Hey, I think this Batman movie is going to be a disaster. I'm sorry.
Robert Pattinson?
Yeah.
It's not shaping up. Colin Farrell has now signed on to play the Penguin in the movie.
Well, Robert said that Batman wasn't really a superhero, which he can kiss my, you know,
yeah,
what.
In my opinion, he is. He's the real, because he doesn't have magic powers. No. He's a real man.
I mean, this is a real conversation that we're having about Batman?
Yes. Yeah.
Zoe Kravitz is Catwoman in that movie, too.
Okay. Oh, I like her.
Yeah, I like her, too. So she's going to be Catwoman. Blake Shelton and Gwen Stefani are going to be performing at the Grammys together. They got a new song, Nobody But You. They're going to be playing that one, singing that one proudly.
Do you think Miranda Lambert's bothered by that? Like, she's married, but still.
Yeah, I bet she is. She seems like the one that's just, like, crazy. But I love her.
And all he did was just go get a different Miranda Lambert. You literally have a type.
Yeah. He does. You're absolutely right. He does. Who in the political world is going to be spending money on a Super Bowl ad? And we know how expensive the Super Bowl ads are. And Michael Bloomberg's got the dough to do it. He's spending $10 million for an ad during the Super Bowl. Commercial is going to be a one-minute spot, not a 30, a one-minute spot in response to Trump's running a 30-second Super Bowl ad that he's paying $5 million
for. I don't even know who these people are.
Yeah.
Taco Bell's bringing back nacho fries.
Are they?
End of the month. They come back. I never did try them.
Was it you and I talking about Taco Bell and how good it looks?
We were and just never go.
Yeah. Their food, their commercial, although that's my go-to food. I went on a sushi kick for a few years where all I wanted to eat was sushi if I ever went out to eat.
Right.
And now I'm on a Mexican, like all I want is Mexican food if I go out to eat. I'm like, I just want chips and salsa and guacamole.
Yeah.
And their food, their commercials always look the best. But
yeah, their food designers are doing a great job.
I don't trust like 79-cent meat tacos.
Right,
yeah. A little skeptic.
And Burger King selling caramel M&M's milkshakes.
Oh, ew, man.
For a limited time.
Those M&M's are so good. Oh, my gosh.
Addictive. True, they are good. All right, you know these UFC guys are making tons of money now. Who would have ever thought some cage fight would be worth so much money? You guys know who Conor McGregor is,
yep,
right? He's a big guy.
Yeah.
Yeah. He is getting $80 million. $80 million for fighting Donald Cerrone at the UFC 246.
I'm surprised because he went through, man. He was really on the up and up, and then he did that thing. He threw something through a window of a tour bus.
Yeah.
And like, after that, he just kind of fell off.
It happens. You got to do that once in your life.
Have you done that, Chase?
What? Something that dramatic?
Have you done anything violent or aggressive ever?
Yes.
What was it?
I got mad at somebody on the road, and I gave them the you know what.
The finger?
Yes.
You're a naughty boy.
Did you apologize?
I did. I rolled down. I backed up.
I'm sorry. You made me do it.
It's you. It's not me. It's you.
I am sorry, but please stop, sir.
Yeah.
Couple things in the entertainment world. I mentioned this in an offhanded comment yesterday, but Tina Fey and Amy Poehler are coming back to host the Golden Globes next year. They're great at that. CBS has got a Silence of the Lambs TV show titled Clarice coming. It'll be set 1 year after the events of the Silence of the Lambs movie in 1993 and will chronicle Clarice's life.
That always makes me want a glass of wine when I hear like anything Clarice or Silence of the Lambs. I'm like, that's Settle down with a glass of red.
Clarice. That was a scary movie. I really liked it. Sci-Fi Network's developing a TV series based on Chucky in the Child's Play movies. No. The show is being called Chucky and will chronicle the adventures after he is purchased at a yard sale. What a stupid, stupid idea. I hated those movies to begin with. I can't believe, what did they make 4 or 5 of those things?
They did. The Bride of Chucky. Oh, and that chick, Jennifer something, was in there with her annoying voice, right?
Jennifer Tilly.
Yes.
Dating horror stories. What's yours? 680 Wolf. We've had some goodies. How about you?
Hey, I just wanted to chime in about dating horror stories.
I want to hear yours. Go ahead.
So I met this guy on Tinder. It was a few years ago. I was still in college. We had been talking for about a week, but he wasn't in school. He was older than me, so keep this in mind. He asked me if I wanted to go out and get drinks one night, so I said, sure. He goes, oh, well, by the way, I don't have a car, so I need you to pick me up.
Perfect. Like, red flag one.
Here we go.
I said, okay, that's fine. Well, then, come to find out, he's like 20 minutes away from me. Pick him up. He wants to go to a bar 15 minutes from his house when there are plenty of other ones right there. And then we get there, we're talking, talks about himself whole time. I try to talk, he talks over me. Then she comes to see if we want another drink. I say no, I'm good. So she says, okay, I'll bring the bill. And he goes, okay, it's separate.
The nerve! One drink? You had one drink and he wouldn't pay for it?
No, and I had to take it 20 minutes to the bar.
Unbelievable. Did he try to get a second date or like continue to talk to you after that?
He tried and I didn't answer him.
Good for you.
Yeah, good for you, girl.
The audacity.
You deserve much better.
I have much better now. But.
Okay. Well, thanks for calling.
Thank you.
Okay, bye-bye. Dating horror stories. Chase has one go.
Maybe it was more like a dating, dodging a bullet. Barton College down
for her?
Down at Barton College in Wilson, North Carolina. I went on a date one time. And first of all, she said, I feel a little bit under the weather. I think I might have the flu. I was like, okay, well.
And you still went on a date?
Yep. I was determined.
Yeah, that was her like trying to get out of it, but go ahead.
Yeah.
Well, no, she was there and her friend and all that, and she was walking around. We decided to walk around the campus. It was a warm summer's evening.
With her friend?
Yeah, her friend decided to show up.
Oh, God.
A man friend or a girlfriend?
Girl.
Are you not getting the message that you should just go on home?
I finally got the message.
It's making me sad for him. Isn't it making it sad?
No.
I finally got the message when about halfway through walking around the campus, she goes, she talks to her girlfriend and is like, hey, you know that guy from so-and-so? Man, I can't wait to get with him.
Oh, jeez.
Yeah.
That even got to her, man. And that takes some doing. Nice job.
Is she on Facebook? Let's look her up.
I don't remember her name.
Yes, you do.
No, I really don't.
We hate her.
I'll just DM her and cuss her out.
Terrible.
Don't you ever talk to Chase.
Again, for any reason. You are your stupid friend.
Yeah.
Your stupid walk around the campus friend. Jeez, that's a horrible story.
So after that, I said, you know, I don't think it'll work out. So,
yeah.
If I was, does Kelsey know this story?
I don't know. No, I don't think so.
Don't tell her. Because if I married a guy and told me that, I'd be like, ooh, nobody wants you? Okay. I don't either.
That is a sad. That's a sad story.
That is. That's heartbreaking.
A sad little previous life.
Oh, I'm so sad.
We need to take him to breakfast or something later.
I know.
I just need to take a nap.
Do you want a biscuit?
Yes.
More of the Wake Up with the Wolf Show next.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role. Like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with autopay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without autopay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Wake Up with the Wolf Show. Dale O'Brien, Amy and Chase. It's good news story time.
And you know, we're big supporters of the Guilford County Animal Shelter. Every week we do Wet Nose Wednesday. And of course, you can see this week's pet from yesterday, Gina. She's a 10-year-old adult dog. You can find that at 931wolfcountry.com. And this good news story, a day late, but 35 pounds overweight, is a cat looking for a good home out of Raleigh. And I'm only sharing this story because he was taken to the animal shelter there. It's Wake County Society for the Prevention of Cruelty to Animals. His name is Bazooka, 35 pounds. He was rescued. His owner had dementia and kept forgetting that she fed him. And so she would continue to feed him and he would continue to eat.
And ballooned up.
So he is in a foster home now looking for his forever home. And he's on a diet plan. And an exercise program.
Four little tubs.
But his name's Bazooka. He's 35 pounds. Oh.
Man, that's a big cat. I mean, that's like a dog. Medium-sized dog.
That's newborns are 7 pounds. That's five of them. It's quintuplets.
That is a giant kitty cat.
I know. And it's interesting because we were talking off the air, like, for as instinctually, animals just have instincts to survive. That most of them just won't. Once they're in the house, if you keep feeding them, they'll just keep eating.
Yeah.
Until they're dead.
Yeah.
Very relatable.
Now, the Wake Up with a Wolf Show presents 5 After Laughter.
But I can't believe it's been a quarter century since I made my television debut. It was all different back then. You know, it was back then. I remember if you wanted to take a picture, you would use a camera. Not a telephone. As a matter of fact, if you used a telephone, people would look at you odd. You'd be like, just stay still like that. What about in the old days when they took pictures of you way back, you know, where they pulled that thing and exploded and stuff? I got a picture of my great-grandfather. The thing took 6 hours to take your picture, and it was a picture of my great-grandfather, one. Every guy had one picture back then. I gotta get back, feed them hogs. Who's gonna feed the hogs? Somebody gotta feed them hogs. Now, in the future, of course, it'll be different. 50 years from now, people will be going like, hey, you want to see 100,000 pictures of my great-grandfather?
Hear 5 After Laughter every morning at 7:05 on the Wake Up with a Wolf Show.
Gail knows everything!
93.1 The Wolf, who's this? Hello?
Hello?
Hey,
Jessica?
Hey, Jessica. Okay, we're going to play Dale Knows Everything. How it works is we'll ask Dale a question. He'll either know the answer or make it up. You have to decide which it is, okay?
Okay.
Jessica, I'm torn between two questions. So I'm going to let you pick which question he gets asked. Do you want Dale to be asked a question about a book or about men?
About men.
All right, you got it, girl. Okay, Dale, your question. Less than 15% of men in the United States are this.
Bald.
Jessica, does Dale know everything or is he wrong?
Dale doesn't know everything.
There you go. He doesn't.
I'm curious.
Less than 15% of men in the United States are over 6 feet tall.
There you go.
Oh, wow.
Rest over lying about their height, just like Amy was.
Jessica, are you single?
Yes, I am.
See, we're all fighting over that 15%. Not even worth it. You want to go out sometime?
There it is.
All right. Congratulations. Picked up a pair of tickets to see Wake Forest play Virginia on the 26th.
Thank you.
Dale doesn't know everything.
This is the Wake Up with the Wolf Show.
93.1 The Wolf.
Wake Up with the Wolf Show. Ready to have our minds blown now. Amy's found a new cell phone company. Tell us about it.
So I'm always trying to like see what I can cut out bill-wise, and I don't have that many things that I subscribe to. I don't have subscriptions. I don't go out for coffee a lot. So my bills are only where I can really cut down. And I had Verizon, and they were expensive. It's just me, a solo phone. And I looked at Spectrum, because if you have Spectrum Internet, you can get Spectrum Mobile. Unlimited talk, text, data. It's $45.99 a month. So I Googled, you know, I want to see coverage maps. You got to check to make sure it works. And there's also this, it's a new company called Visible, V-I-S-I-B-L-E.
And before you get to that, you did switch from Verizon to Spectrum Mobile.
Mm-hmm. And it's worked fine. Okay. It's worked completely fine.
And you cut your bill in half by doing that.
Yes, because I was at, my phone was paid off. My phone's been paid off, and I was paying Verizon $75 for 6 gigs of data, which I use Waze a lot because I don't know where I'm going ever. And that eats up your data.
Yeah.
So I looked to see, and then I just Googled, I'm like, you know, best cell phone providers. And there was a tech blog, and he was a, you know, expert on it. And there's this company, Visible. And so they offer unlimited talk text data for $40. This is not an endorsement, by the way. I did order it. I have no idea how it works. It's gotten pretty good reviews on Reddit, but it's still very new.
This is an experiment.
Yes, and it uses Verizon's networks. So I was like, why is it $40? And they're running this promotion that like the first month is $25. They'll knock $15 off. But I was like, $40, man, is really good. So I ended up signing up last night, but I was reading through the and their terms and conditions and their privacy policy are readable. It's not just pages and pages of garbage. Mm-hmm. So you actually can sit there and read it. And this is what is concerning to me. The collection of information, it's the first thing up there, but I'll tell you, I have never read a cell phone privacy policy, contract agreement, whatever. I just know, is it month to month, you know, what did I sign up for? So with that being said, it says, we collect information when you use our service, and they say that they report it back to Verizon. This includes information about the calls you make and receive, text messages you send and receive, websites you visit, mobile applications you use, and wireless network and device information, including location, your IP address and connection speed, number, all this, you know. Other stuff.
I wonder if it's owned by Verizon and they're using it as a research tool.
Seeing how many people switch.
Seeing how many people switch and tracking their behaviors a little more closely so they can know what apps are popular or what, you know, what are heavy use, you know, that kind of stuff.
And it says also on here that it'll say why use of information. It says, we use the information we collect to fulfill your request for products, services, information, and customer support. Determine products and services that may interest you and market them to you. Analyze the use of the sites, apps, and service for our purposes, such as product and service enhancements. Research and develop new products and services. Authenticate you, secure and improve our network and services. Customize the content you see when you visit our sites and apps.
Yeah, it may be a research tool for Verizon. And it's like, remember that, what was it called? The Face app? Remember that they used it?
Mm. That the Russians had?
That where you, you know, the one where you aged yourself?
Yeah.
I mean, the only reason that thing was even up there was because they were using it to test out their facial recognition software. You know?
It's interesting because cell phone plans are so expensive. And mine's cheap because my phone's paid off. So I don't upgrade my phone just to upgrade it. My goal is to use it as long as possible.
Sure, man, me too.
And then they said that, again, this is not an endorsement for these people. They said that if you bring people in, you can do a pay party. So like if I brought Chase in, instead of my bill being 40, we'd each pay 35. And you still get your own, it's your own separate plan and bill and all this stuff, but it's like you're linked together.
Yeah.
And then if you join too, we would all pay 30. And I was like, man, if you have kids or a big family or for friends, if you're for me, like most of my friends, if we're single, you're not in the family plan and it screws you over because family plans tend to be a lot cheaper. It's $10 for another line or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. If you're listening and you know about this, maybe you work for the company. Maybe you really are in the know, or maybe you've already gotten on to this train and it's working for you or it's not working for you. We'd love to know.
Yeah, and I looked up on Reddit because Reddit tends to be a pretty good place for honest reviews, I feel like. Mm-hmm. And people say it's a little bit, they had some initial problems starting up with activation, but that they've been able to smooth them out. It's still a relatively new company, though.
Right. So if you know, 680-WOLF is our number. This is where we use the Wolf as our 100,000-watt research tool.
Yeah,
just for our own personal,
for personal gain, yeah.
Because think how cheap that is. $40 a month, unlimited talk, text, and data for one phone. That's it. You're done.
Now, with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Tip, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Wake up with the Wolf Show. Dale Ryan, Amy and Chase. It's a new year. Maybe you're starting anew with a new job, or maybe you think, you know what, I need a change. I'm going to start looking around. I'm trying to find something new. Here are some things you should never say, according to experts, in any job interview. Doesn't matter what kind of a job you're going for.
Okay.
These are things you should never say in a job interview. I don't know. You should not say, I don't know. I don't know. Don't say that in a job interview.
I don't know.
Don't begin anything with...
What if you don't know the answer, though?
Make it up.
Make it up.
If you can't dazzle them with brilliance, baffle them with bull.
Yep.
Yeah. I'm about to ask you an impossible question. You make up some answer and you look like a jerk.
Don't start out anything with, I hate. Don't say, oh, shh. Don't say, did you see what Trump said today?
Then never bring politics into a job interview.
Never say, I'll do anything you ask.
Well, hold up.
It's got me plenty of jobs.
Never ask, how much does this job pay?
Right out of the bat.
We're talking about the initial interview here. What are the benefits? Don't ask that. Don't ever say things like, I've been to hell and back. Yes.
Don't ask how much it pays or what the benefits are.
We're talking about the initial interview when you're just trying to get past the first wave.
I don't believe this at all.
Some people don't know how to phrase things.
Why do we act like the point of work is not to get paid?
That is something that has always bothered me. We're going to get off on a tangent here because I feel it coming on. That has always been a thing, like, you know, no, I'm not working for my health.
Yeah.
I'm working because you're going to pay me X amount of money. And I want the most possible money you could pay me out of the gate, because I know that once I get here, I won't get anything else.
Except I'm so tired of having a wine and dine employer at McDonald's. Why do you want to work here? Because I want to get paid and you're hiring.
You're passionate about hamburgers?
Yeah. What? God, so stupid. Realistic.
The first job interview I did was at Sir Pizza and Randleman. I handed her...
No doubt.
Great job.
Great. I handed her the application and she looked at me and she goes... Why do you want to work here? I said, I need the money.
It just completely straightforward.
Why do we pretend that this is a whole thing? And for employers, like, know who you are in the employer industry. Yep. You know, like, know where your business stands and take it down a notch.
The thing is, when you interview for a job, their job is to get you for as cheap as they can get you. And your job is to get the most money you can get going in. Listen, if you don't stand up for yourself, nobody else will, because whoever's on the other side of that desk doesn't give a crap about you. They care about what you can do for them. When you go into any situation, you should see written on their forehead, what's in it for me? That's exactly what they're thinking. What's in this for me? What's in this for me is getting you as cheap as I can get you, because you're good at what you do, and I want to get you cheap. And that's because you're between jobs. Oh, they don't have a job. I know I can get them. You know, I get them cheap because they don't have a job. You got to have a job.
Can I hire you for my contract negotiation?
Oh, dude, I have had so much experience.
We're in the same building. You got the same job.
What? He can battle for himself and he can battle for me. It's like,
It's just, you know, you got to watch what you're doing. Now, part two of this is there's something new that some companies are doing, and I'm interested to see how many people would go for this. I'm going to pose a scenario to you, and I want you to decide whether or not you would accept this. Both of you, I want both of you in on this. You guys can jumpstart this. You're interviewing for a job. You really want this job.
Okay.
It could be anything. I don't care what it is. It's a six-figure job.
Oh,
yes.
And it has good benefits. It's a way to get you where you want to go. It's exciting. But as a condition of your employment, the employer wants to lowjack you with a chip.
No, absolutely not.
Okay. So she says immediately, no, I would not go for that.
No questions asked.
Would you?
Well, you said six figures. So now
I know that can mean anywhere from 100 to 999. Correct. I know. So let's say it's a $500,000 job. Let's make it something that's really, really something big.
Enticing.
Correct me. I don't care. I'll buy another car.
You would have to lowjack your body.
Yeah, your body, not your car.
Injecting your body with a chip. No, there's already offices and businesses are already tracking you with GPS on a car. They're tracking your phone. There's all kinds of ways they can figure out where you are. I'm talking about lowjacking your body with an injectable chip.
That's fine.
You'd let them do it.
That's fine.
Okay. I mean, it's up to you.
He's at Sir Pizza a lot.
So She says immediately,
absolutely not.
No way. She's not going to allow me.
What do they want that for?
Right.
I'll do anything for money.
So that's my question to you. Would you, for a great job at great money, accept the position if they allowed you to be LoJacked? And when I say LoJacked, I mean injected with a trackable chip like a dog.
Like your dog, yeah.
And they would know everywhere you were going, everywhere you were, how long you were there, the whole nine yards. Not just when you were working, all the time.
That's
they would just be like, oh, Amy's on her couch watching Netflix. Now she's crying. Oh, she did a quick round of 10 push-ups. Back to binge eating on the couch.
And crying again. There we go.
680 Wolf. Turn the mic on, Dale. Chance to win an Instagram coming up in just a few minutes. $1,000 is going to be yours. We'll continue with this job thing here in just a sec, but are you guys up for a Nimrod News headline?
Yes.
Absolutely.
If you need a hint, let me know. It's time to head. Well, go ahead.
I'm going to say, you know what I need.
Let's head to the land of law and order.
That's it, right there.
How about, I have an idea, real quick. Give me one word from the title that may describe the state.
Oh, gosh. Just to...
Okay. And I got a good one. Let me give you the headline first, and we'll get to that.
Okay.
Headline, Taco Bell gives guy a free taco, but he pulls a knife because he doesn't like the one they gave him.
Okay.
Now, I know what your immediate thought is. It ain't down there. Nope.
Okay. All right. Wrong.
Do
you want to guess?
I'm going to say California.
No, that's not right. And you wanted my one word?
One word.
Commonwealth.
Kentucky? Virginia.
Virginia, yeah. A couple choices there. You got it right. This is in Falmouth, Virginia. This happened Monday. Guy tried to order off the dollar menu, but he only had 70 cents.
Uh-oh.
Okay. All right. Well, one of the employees felt bad that he didn't have 70 cents, so he gave him taco for free.
Aww.
Now, that's nice.
Yeah.
Hey, man, look, you know, 70 cents, you get your kids your taco. Eat that taco. Enjoy it. Well, the guy, Octavius Hodges, was unwrapping it, and he got upset over the type of taco that he received.
Understandable.
And then, as you would, he pulled a knife and even lunged at a few employees with the blade.
Do you know how mad I would be if... This is why I don't do nice things. Being nice rarely pays off. That employee was a good person. He's getting lunged at with a knife. He's probably like, you know, I quit.
Yeah.
I make $7.45 an hour!
Yeah. Yeah.
He took off running, but in the meantime, they'd called the police. The cop that showed up happened to be a canine officer. He opened the back door, turned the dog loose. Phew! The dog runs the guy down.
Those dogs are scary, boy.
Charged with attempted malicious wounding, disorderly conduct, assault, and obstruction of justice.
Did you ever see those dogs hunt people down, their tails wagging the whole time because they're so happy
they're
about
like,
it?
All right,
yeah.
Let's do this.
All right, all right, all right.
Do you know those dogs in John Wick? They go right for the crotch.
Oh, my gosh.
John Wick 3.
The training of those two German... Were they German Shepherds? Whatever those two dogs... I can't
Belgian
remember.
Belgian Malinois, I think what they are. Belgian Malinois.
Holly Berries, right?
Yeah.
God, the training on them, I was like... I got my dog to sit, and then I rehomed it.
Wake Up with the Wolf Show. Dale O'Brien, Amy and Chase talking about jobs and interview questions you should never answer in a certain way. And then we got it kind of off on the negotiation thing about paying and about how you need to get the most going in you can, because that's what you're going to get.
You just got to go in and pretend they're the best thing ever, and you're just so honored and blessed to even step into that interview. I'm over it.
Another question that they love to ask you in an interview, people, is, how much were you making at your last job?
You don't have to tell them.
That's exactly right. Your answer to that question is this. That shouldn't have any bearing on what you're going to pay me here. Because the reason they do it is because, let's say you're making 100 at your other job, and you're interviewing for this job, and they want to know, and they find out you're making 100, and they plan to offer you 150.
Yeah.
They'll offer you 110.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
You know, and they drag 40 grand off of their budget and go, ooh, got him for a song, you know? So that's why they do it. Don't give up that information.
You don't have to give up that information at all. And also, ask for slightly more than what you want, because they'll talk you down. So you don't start at your lowest number.
The key to a successful negotiation is so that both parties leave feeling they won. That is a win. If both parties feel they won at the end of a negotiation, that's a good one.
You hear that, higher ups? I'm starting at a million. 999,000. Working my way down by one.
And now it's time for...
Hi! Hi! Hi!
Things you need to know.
The Would You Try Department, Netflix, and Chilled is what Ben and Jerry is coming out with next.
It features
peanut butter ice cream with salty pretzel swirls and gooey fudge brownies.
Oh, man, that sounds good.
Sweet and salt. Peanut butter and chocolate's my favorite. It's the way to go.
Although I have to tell you, I am distressed at the prices Ben and Jerry's charges at the Ben and Jerry's ice cream shops.
In Friendly?
Anywhere. Let's just take the one in Friendly. You go in there and you get a small, little cup of ice cream. It's like $6.
It is? You can get a pint. Yeah. You get the pints for like $4.99.
It's ridiculous in the ice cream shop.
The pint on this one is $6.
Nope, not buying it.
No, that's strong no for me.
Yeah.
To Portland, Oregon we go now, where a man almost lost a $8.4 million lottery jackpot because he accidentally washed his winning ticket.
It's the hippies out there. Naked bike rides and meth. That's what Portland is.
I didn't know they washed their clothes. Though.
And rain. No, the rain. That's all it is. All the rain.
Well, the man, he goes by Mo. He told NBC, he said, quote, "I washed my wallet, then realized I had a lottery ticket in there. A couple of the other tickets were destroyed, but not the jackpot ticket." He said, "I didn't sleep until later in the day. My mind was racing."
Let's turn this into, was he high? Yes or no?
Yes.
Who washes their whole wallet? As a man, like, having a wallet in your pocket is heavy.
I've done it, though.
Well,
but then again, I don't have a lot in my wallet. If we're going to be honest, it's usually Velcro.
EOE.
It's my library card and Velcro. So that's about it.
I like his shoes. He wears the Velcro tennis shoes.
I do. To Sri Lanka we go now. Recently busted a guy trying to smuggle 200 venomous scorpions through airport security.
What did he have them in?
They were on, it says, the man had the scorpions in plastic bins inside his carry-on bag.
Ridiculous, man.
They stopped him, of course, and he was fined. Listen to this. He was fined $550. That's it. And then allowed to board the flight.
If I tried to go through the security line with one of those tiny Victorinox Swiss Army knives, they'd throw me in jail for 6 months.
Yes.
They'd wrestle me to the ground, hit me with a cattle prod.
Have you ever not had anything on you at all and you're still like, God, what if there's somehow a gun and drugs in my backpack?
You're like, what? Yeah, exactly.
But Jim Gaffigan says, I panic. I have drugs in my butt.
Is that more than 4 ounces of liquid in that water bottle?
Yeah.
Ooh. Today is National Nothing Day.
Darn.
So celebrate. Get it? I waited. I paused for nothing. Get it?
Right, I think if you have to explain things, right, then it's right not. Right, I'm right not high-fiving that.
All right. Well, and last but not least, here's a fun fact for the day. It involves knock-knock jokes. Did you know knock-knock jokes got popular in the 1930s when a guy named Alf Landon was running for president against FDR? He picked a former Army colonel named Frank Knox, K-N-O-X, as his vice president, and knock-knock jokes about him were a hit.
Do you know any knock-knock jokes?
Yes, I do.
Okay.
Knock-knock.
Who's there?
Doctor.
Doctor who?
No.
Yeah, that was it.
That's your only one?
That was it.
I always forget jokes. I used to remember jokes so good, but now I just forget them. Every joke I heard, I'd remember it. It was our hobby on the school bus. We'd get in the back of the bus, we'd tell jokes. We'd tell different ones every day, all day on the way home. I could remember them all. I can't remember anything now.
Or are they not safe for air?
Well, now that's true. Some of them are not safe for air, but I just can't remember as many jokes as I used to. Mm. And that bothers me.
Okay, Boomer.
Getting old sucks. I'm telling you. Yeah. Call me Boomer all you want to. I mean, truth is truth.
The truth.
Yeah. Right now, I am straining to come up with a knock-knock joke, and I cannot do it.
Should have just ended the break, huh?
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.